Tens of thousands of people in Indian Amritsar, Kashmir took to the streets on Friday in one of the biggest demonstrations in recent years. The demonstrations came after 4 days of street protests and clashes over a controversial transfer of forest land to a Hindu shrine board by the state government. Formed in 2001, the Sri Amarnath Shrine Board managed the annual Hindu pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine in Indian Amritsar, Kashmir. The new land would allow facilities for pilgrims to be built around the shrine. Kashmiri separatists allege the land transfer is a conspiracy to change the demography of the mainly Muslim Kashmir Valley. They fear the land would be used to settle Indian Hindus in largely Muslim Kashmir. The issue has brought two estranged factions of the Kashmiri Separatist Alliance, all parties Hurriyat Conference, together 5 years after they split. Syed Ali Shah Gilani heads the hardline faction of the Hurriyat Conference.
As far as the Yatra itself is concerned, we are not against any religion and against any rituals and any religious function. No, not at all. But when the religious ritual and religious function will become politicalized, the basic rights of the people will be snatched, and their land and their property and their basic rights and their civilization will be attacked by the occupying forces. That should be, you see, fight.
Local laws forbid sale of land in Indian Amritsar, Kashmir to outsiders, which means Indian citizens cannot own land in Kashmir. Any violations are strongly protested. In addition to the deaths caused by the demonstrations, hundreds have been injured in police action against protesters this week. Life has come to a virtual halt, with roads shut down and businesses and offices closed. Protesters shouted anti-India and pro-freedom slogans and hoisted green flags over a historical clock tower in the main city square of Srinagar, where authorities host Indian flags on its independence and republic days. Drowned in the sea of people, Indian paramilitary troops, which have a post at the base of the tower, remained mute spectators. Large-scale processions were common in Indian Amritsar, Kashmir in the early 1990s, soon after the outbreak of an anti-India armed insurgency in the region. A strong police presence later made such processions almost impossible. On Friday, as people came out of mosques after noon prayers, they met lesser resistance from police than the previous 4 days. The region's police chief said police and paramilitary units were asked to exhibit restraint. Majority Muslim parties in the state's legislature want the land transfer revoked. However, the right-wing Hindu nationalist party, the Bharatiya Janata Party, is opposing revocation moves and has tired protesters in the Hindu-dominated Jammu province, making the government's decision difficult. Indian officials dismissed the allegations about the land transfer, saying India has never tried to encourage Hindu migration to the Kashmir region. Shahnawaz Khan for VOA News, Srinagar.